You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Reg, Weebum, featuring XV.
And we are featuring XV this week. I am your host, J.D. Church, joined by John DeLuna, Peter Van, Amy, Rob Clay. How's it going?
Going good.
Woo!
Woo-hoo, we're
RFC, back. New Happy New Year 2012. Year. Woohoo!
Why are we here?
And in honor of 2012, there's no Brian Kilby.
Aww.
So,
yes!
But I have a huge, annoying cat, apparently. Sorry. Anyway.
Well, while you're on the internet, of course you have a huge, annoying cat.
I know. It's like a requirement. It's a geek requirement now to have a cat. I don't know when that happened, but... Anyway, so we hope you had a great holiday, whatever holiday, even if you don't holiday, I guess. Had a good one of those. Or multiple. Whatever. So, anybody get cool stuff, good stuff from the holiday?
No.
No?
I've got a couple things a few things, yeah.
Heavy tread. So, I got a few things, not a ton. But
didn't go overboard this year.
No, we had a lean holiday anyway. But
yeah,
but I got the really cool heavy tread, so cool. Chris Triplett can envy my heavy tread because apparently he doesn't have one. So, Anyway, So we're gonna try to talk less news and more cool stuff on the show going into the new year. So. We are going to talk about news then, apparently. No, not really.
What's happening?
No, not really. But there is stuff going on, so we do want to talk about that. So let's start off with the most current of things and then go back in time as as we go towards the end of the show. First up, everybody's talking about BotCon. See, we had the placement announcement since we were gone. What, XV?
XV Facepalm, before we even get very far.
I know.
We're talking about BotCon.
He's already FaceTiming about BotCon. Man, what?
I love it. It's great.
What's wrong, XV?
Please continue.
Okay. Aww. So, we're starting to get images for toys. So we've, as I guess we've discovered, the theme is, classics and shattered glass.
No, it's classics versus shattered glass.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Classics, I think that's an important distinction to make.
Classics versus shattered glass. I'll just leave that there. Anyway, so we're getting
volumes.
So the breakdown is we're getting... two evil Autobots, I don't know. Give me the breakdown, XV. What's the breakdown?
I think the bot concept is the breakdown, actually.
Well, there's that. Thanks, XV. And good night, everybody. All right.
Okay, so there are...
All right, thanks, Peter. There we go. Peter's got it.
So there are four Shattered Glass figures, an evil Ultra Magnus, an evil Trax, a heroic Treadshot, and a heroic Soundwave. And then there are two classic burst figures, the Overlord Gigatron and the Pretender Commander Metalhawk.
Metalhawk, right. Okay, very good. So we have now seen pictures of Overlord was the first one announced, and at least presented, I guess. That is going to be the Bludgeon Revenge of the Fallen mold with a new head with an Overlord head. So what do we think of that?
He's got lips.
He does have some supple lips, doesn't
that's
he?
He got some collagen before he got revealed to the world.
You almost wish he comes with like some chapstick, you know, just to glisten him up a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Don't worry, I'm sure somebody will get him. They, do something with his lips, and it'll be fun.
You think he'll come with like a Frankenfurter costume? That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Frankenfurter.
No? Okay. Anyway, two people will get that joke. So anyway, yeah, I don't know. The mold doesn't strike me as overlordy. No. I mean, no. It's a tank for sure.
Oh, so that's our criteria.
But, and I mean, the colors are fine. I don't have a problem with the colors per se, but, I don't know. I think that mold is so ingrained in my mind as Bludgeon that, it's hard to pull it away from that, maybe.
I think it's just that the mold doesn't fit with the aesthetic in any way, except for the new head, which doesn't fit with the aesthetic of the body in any way.
Well, but let's be fair. I mean, Overlord is like the ultimate of brick formers. I mean, it's not like, you know, Overlord, the G1 Overlord was like a high standard of playability and posability.
What point are you trying to make with that?
I'm trying to say that it's not like it had much of an aesthetic.
Well, yeah, it did. It was a big brick.
Okay. So, you know, when you're translating that into, like, a new toy, that's what I'm saying. I don't know that you have much more or less to go on than, you know, anything else.
To me, the Bludgeon mold seems like the last thing you would think of to turn into Overlord.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I think it also comes down to, like, what options they had. Like, if they wanted to go with Overlord, to have that sort of parallel with the sort of maybe, I guess, Master Force, or if you'd say parallel to Metal Hawk.
Which yeah, except not, Overlord was a victory character, wasn't he?
You know, XV, no. You're bringing up all of these points to try to...
Oh, that was Master Force. I was wrong.
Yeah, it was Master Force. So... But no, it was, I mean, that's the same deal. So, I don't know.
Okay, I mean, I get the point. You have a Master Force Autobot and a Master Force Decepticon, but still, bad mold choice.
Okay. So that was the first one. And now we have...
That was the first one. That was the one with, like, the mild reaction.
Right. So the second announcement was the Evil Autobot Trax. And this is a red, basically recolor of the same Trax mold. So same head, same pieces, different appliques, I guess. No. What are those called?
Tampographs.
Tampographs. Thank you. Wow. Tampons is funnier.
Tampograph and tampon is from the same root idea.
Right.
So. I watched a whole educational web video about that.
About tampographs and tampons?
Yes.
At the same time?
They were very educational.
I'm sure. So it's basically a red version of Trax. Is it supposed to be Road Rage or...
The idea is that you could have it as either Shattered Trax or Classics Road Rage.
Gotcha. And that was kind of, I think it looks cool. I think it looks good. I mean, and I'm kind of excited because I have the Wheeljack, but I don't have the Trax version of that mold, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good mold. There's no question about that. And I would say the most you could say about this is just that it's kind of there.
Yeah. You know,
it's not standing out so far.
I don't think it... The only thing... I think the worst bit of the reaction was, oh, yeah, it's red. You know, I think we all kind of... I think we all kind of expected that, and then it was that, and we're like, oh, okay, it's red. You know, if they would have... If they wouldn't have even said the name and just said, here's the thing, and then it was like, ooh, it's red Trax, we probably would have been much more excited. But as soon as they announced it was Shattered Glass Trax, we all went, oh, it'll be red. So... So I think that just kind of deflated it. I don't think that takes away from it, though. I think it looks good.
So would Shattered Glass Road Rage then be blue? Like, do we already have the Shattered Glass Road Rage toy in our collections if we have Reveal the Shield Trax?
I don't know, but maybe that'll be... Who knows what extras might behold the others that will be in that set. I fully expect to have like 15 different versions of that mold by the time I get done with BotCon. But anyway, so then more recently, which was what, this week, I guess, yesterday,
like two days ago,
we got the third in the set, third reveal, which is the Heroic Decepticon Soundwave. And Soundwave is the Ironhide mold, which I'm sure is a I mean, that's a greatly upheld mold.
Do what now?
Yeah. People love that mold.
Yeah.
So, and then the Soundwave head. I mean, the Soundwave head looks... It's not what
okay,
I was...
I will repeat what I said on Twitter about that. It looks like Soundwave wearing a cheap Optimus Prime mask.
It's kind of got a big head. It's kind of a long head. It's got a long head.
When this came out, created a quick little poll on T-Formers.
And, okay.
There were four choices. Great. Okay. Actually, this is XV. Fat Prime, no thanks. And please just stop. the number one choice was, with 36.55%, is please just stop.
That sounds funny.
28.15% said, Fat Prime, no thanks. 44%, or I'm sorry, 18.49% said, okay, and... Rounding out on the bottom is 16.81% that said great.
Okay, where are we at?
So,
wow.
Seem like a lot of people. How many people enjoy?
Yeah, I you know, but then that you know, I don't know. I think in some sense in some senses, I mean, it comes down to, you know, who responded and what. I mean, yeah, I think that people were expecting more out of the mold. And I think that Bandana Gate probably, you know, didn't help that very much. Well, I'll mention Bandana Gate. So there was the teaser image. I think we talked about that a couple of weeks ago, where the Soundwave has like this really long flowing bandana thing. And when the picture first got posted, it was like, okay, the toy doesn't have the bandana. Okay. You know, whatever.
it gets better.
So then BotCon's like, yeah, we couldn't put the bandana on it. We're like, okay. And then they say, well, you know, we couldn't do it, we couldn't mold it in the way that we wanted to, so we're going to do it as a separate piece. Oh, okay, that's cool. A separate piece will be available later. Oh, all right.
How much later?
A separate piece that will be available later to buy at the store.
Red alert,
that makes total sense.
Yeah, so...
sounding more and more not good.
That's probably the thing that really turned... And so I think that in some senses, I think... I don't wonder if that didn't detract more from the figure than it's really due. You know what I mean? Like,
now, to be fair, it's kind of a weak figure to start with.
I mean, it's not great. I'm not going to say it's blow me away amazing. No. But no. It's not bad. I mean, it's no worse than the Iron... It's the Ironhide mold with a Soundwave-ish head. I don't know,
well,
you know.
Well, like half Soundwave, half Optimus Prime.
Yeah. So, you know. But that being said, it's not the end of the world. But when you then say that there's going to be this cool thing that you have to buy later for it, you know, that kind of sucks the joy out of it a little bit. So, I don't know. But
what I found interesting is that they were saying on Twitter that apparently it's not going to be molded piece and it's not going to be cloth, which they say would have cost even more than molded piece. It's going to be something very special. And all I can think is I have seen yellow rubber bands that would be just about the perfect size to stick on that head. I'm almost positive that they are going to sell people yellow rubber bands to tie around Soundwave's head.
If the, oh man, no,
I can see that.
I can get a rubber band for that.
On the other hand, I'm a little bit, you know, biased against BotCon at this point.
Yeah. Me too.
But you know, I don't know. I mean, and the thing we didn't mention is it does have Zartan image on the side of it, so there's that.
Yeah, cold Brian, weather, man.
I not to speak too much for Brian, but I will say that Brian does, you know, like this. So I
that's why he's not on the show this week.
Yeah, he isn't on the show because he actually likes this. So yeah, we've
just
him
been
no.
too out of place.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's anyway, so that's where we are. We're supposed to get another figure release image this week. The
We're supposed to register this week.
Yeah,
and hopefully registration's going up pretty soon, too.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
I got to register, yo, because I'm going to BotCon. We're going to be at BotCon. In some capacity, Radio Free Cybertron will be at BotCon. We're not sure exactly on all the details. We've got to work all that out. So we'll give you more.
We've got a couple months to figure it out, right?
Yeah, and we'll give you more information as that becomes available. But if at the very least we will be wandering around... we will be there. I've already called out.
Don't worry, someone will have a giant banner taped to their back, sticking up over the height of the crowd, so you can find them.
That's right.
Wandering around.
We are Radio Free Cybertron.
Yes.
Steve Farmer's right here.
Woo. I already have a piece of John's floor that I'm going to be sleeping on. So yeah. I'm really excited about that.
So am I.
And I'm going to take the train from Oklahoma City to Dallas, and apparently it drops you off in a terribly scary part of town. So,
boy, does it.
so it's, not,
it's like a block from where JFK got shot.
Awesome. So apparently I need to pack my Kevlar on my way down. So anyway, so there's that. Okay. So at this point in the show, Brian was going to talk about the toys that he got for Christmas, but he's not going to do that. Because he's not here.
Do we know what he got about Christmas? For him.
Well, you know what we could do instead? We can reminisce about the stories Brian told us about toys he got for Christmas before that he broke.
Yeah. Yeah, toys that he opened and then broke. That's always fun.
Let's see, what was there?
There was
flag?
Flag? There was the infamous year that he, I think that was Christmas, wasn't it? That he had asked for Transformers and got GoBots.
And, I remember that story.
There's a great picture of him too, where he has this like half-hearted look of like forced happiness.
He's like, I'm trying to be happy about
I'm
this.
I'm trying
but I
to
don't
be happy
it.
That I got these GoBots. Yay! Which is not dissimilar from the year that I asked for MicroMasters and got Micro Machines.
Micro Machines, shut your mouth.
They were cool, but they were not what I asked for, so, you know.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. They knew what
curse
was
Curse you, Santa!
Yeah, Santa messed up that year. Year before, he got me the Double Dealer, so, you know. He did good that year. And then my sister ruined Christmas. So.
Dark sisters!
She told you the deep, dark secret of Santa, didn't she?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it wasn't me that she told. There's a whole story that goes along with this that I won't bore our audience with. But anyway. So let's see. We'll move on. Optimus Prime died again in the comics. No? Yes?
Death of Optimus Prime.
So the comic Death of Optimus Prime came out. I did not... So I literally have 3 weeks of comics stacked up because even though I had so much time off, I didn't read any of my comics. So, Death of Optimus Prime happened. What was that like, Amy?
It was pretty epic. Basically, it's after Chaos, and we're kind of picking up the pieces and putting everything, all of our ducks in a row so that we can start the next two ongoings that we're going to be starting next week.
Sweet!
Also, before we get too far, I wanted to say that you can get these comics same day as print. So if all you have is an electronic device, now you can get it the day that it's released. So we've mentioned that before. But yeah, so if you want The Death of Optimus Prime and you want it right now, right this second, and you have an iPad or iPod Touch or whatever, an app that has that, you can get it right now.
Nice.
as we're talking about it.
That
so.
You know, I think that's a nice thing that came from this whole DC 52 same day. I mean, it does seem like they have really forced the other, you know, comic book companies to go, you know, same day, which is,
yeah.
I think that's a good thing. but
it is. Hmm. It is a good thing. People get to get the comics right away, and they don't have to, you know, search around and drive.
They don't have to go to one of those scary comic book shop places where all those nerds hang out.
But remember, if at all possible, you should support your local comic
book store. Yeah, absolutely. But no, but really, there are a lot of people that, just don't have that as an option. I mean...
Well, yeah, I mean, around here, there's one alleged comic book store, but it's more like the table... Well, alleged. I say that because it's more like a Japanese magazine and tabletop gaming store at this point.
Right. A lot of them have to even do that, too, to supplement, you know...
Yeah, but I mean, there's not even, like, any visible stock of comic books, like, ooh, mainstream comic books in there anymore.
That's sad.
So, yeah, a little bit.
So, yeah, so I think it's a good option for those. But, yeah, definitely, you know, of course, like I said, and we always say on Fanboy Versus, you know, support your local shop if you've got one. If you don't, this makes a great option where you don't have to wait for your comics. So,
yep.
Awesome.
Yep. So, about the comic. we start basically right where Chaos left off. Well, almost right where Chaos left off. Left off with Optimus Prime, you know, looking kind of, oh no, and the Matrix broken too. And so, yeah, he wakes up and he's trying to figure out where he is. And he figures out where he is and he finds a bunch of people or finds a... should I just spoil the heck out of it since it's been out for like...
Yes.
Yeah, you're fine. Okay, I just didn't get a chance to read it. So.
Okay, so he wakes up on Cybertron. He's not sure if it's the past, the future, what it is. And he finally figures out that it's kind of pretty much present day, and it's basically 3 weeks into the future. And he keeps walking, and he walks into an area where supposedly Iacon is, and that's where... we find a bunch of people have showed up, and a lot of robots that he doesn't even recognize, and they don't recognize him either. And it turns out that all of the unaligned robots that have gone off have come back. The Cybertron has kind of gone back to a primordial state, and it sent out the signal and told everybody to come back, so everybody's returning. And they just keep coming and coming and coming. And so the Autobots are trying to deal with keeping everybody peaceful and keeping the Decepticons locked up. And Optimus Prime just kind of walks on the scene, is like, okay, what's going on? What's going on? What happened? And they're like, well, this is what's been going on, but hey, what's up with you? Where have you been? So, he's like, I don't know where I've been. It's been 3 weeks. But yeah, we have a little problem here. The Matrix is in two pieces. Ah! And everybody's like, okay. All right, super glue? Now what do we do?
Yeah.
Super glue.
Super glue.
Super glue. Super glue. That'd be great.
That makes sense.
Awesome. Anyhow, you get this whole Autobot High Command is fighting with each other, and all of the non-aligned people that are, all the non-aligned Cybertronians don't want the Autobots there or the Decepticons. They just want everybody to leave because, you know, you guys are the reason why it's back to where it is right now, and, you know, at least it's habitable, right? They're fighting amongst themselves. We get a couple of new characters. We get Metal Hawk. We get, who else did we get? Ratbat's back. A bunch of people. Just a handful of people that we haven't seen or haven't seen for a while. And, you know, it pretty much... makes us feel like we're going for a power grab, pretty much.
Nice.
So it's pretty good. I mean, we get to the end and we find out information about the Matrix, and you get this division between Bumblebee and Rodimus, who's going to go where, and one of them wants to leave, and the other one says, absolutely no way, you're staying here, and he's like, oh, watch me. And then, of course, you get all of the non-aligned, that they're calling non-aligned, crap, where is that?
Non-aligned crap.
Non-aligned crap. That's awesome.
No, they call them NAILS, which is like an acronym for, give me a second, non-affiliated indigenous life forms, which is...
NAILS? That's awesome. NAILS,
yeah, that's pretty really cool.
Hopefully they aren't the nails in the coffin for the series.
Oh,
the show's over. shows.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Superman. All
right. Goodness. Superman.
So in the end, basically, Optimus Prime says that he will leave. He says, I'm a symbol, basically, for the war, and so that you guys will allow the Autobots to stay and to try and make peace, I will be the one that will sacrifice myself. I will leave the planet forever, and, you know, then you can be peaceful. And that somewhat satisfies everybody. So that's basically where it comes to the death of Optimus Prime. He doesn't have the Matrix. It's put in two. Before he leaves, he gives one half to each Bumblebee and to Rodimus, and then he leaves.
Peace out.
He only gave him half because he's like, I'm not making this mistake again. Is that what happened?
He gave half to one person and half to the other because they were arguing and, you know, hey.
So he split the baby down the middle.
So he split the baby down the middle and gave it to the two people who didn't deserve it the most.
I don't think Prime really understood the lesson of that story.
Probably never heard of it. But there are no humans. No humans. They're gone. We're completely Autobot Decepticon nails. We're all of that. So there are a lot of really great characters. The art's great. It's all by Nick Roach. We just get a lot of really great moments. We get character building. You know, it feels like they're moving towards something. So, it was engaging. I enjoyed it. It was written by James Roberts and John Barber, both the guys that are going to be giving us the ongoings for the next however long they're going to give it to us. So
forever, hopefully.
Well, long enough to give us some comics that we go, all right, man, this is something that I can't wait to get, you know? So
awesome.
Better than the regime that we've been having, let's just say that.
And so we start next week.
Yeah. Yes, next week.
Excellent.
More Than Meets the Eye, issue 1. Woo-hoo. It will be here.
I'm excited.
I am totally excited, and everybody that I talk to is highly anticipating that issue. So
excellent. So,
yep.
All right, good deal. Awesome. I will have to read that, apparently, with my 3 weeks' worth of comics that I have to read before Sunday.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Do the best you can.
Yeah. I don't, like, give myself impossible tasks at all.
All that in superhero time, too.
Yeah, I know. I'm doing the welcome back for every show this week. I did superhero time.
Awesome.
I'm hosting this show. I'm at Fanboy Versus. It's like, I should be on New Soundwave. The new Soundwave today, right? We're not. That's not back yet. No, John has gone silent.
Yeah. Aww.
John is muty.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry. We'll have you on, sir, if you want.
Oh, okay. When are you doing that?
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Well, we're gonna figure out when. Okay. New Soundwave will be actually bigger and better. In
there's
2012.
Like a reboot. It's.
It is a reboot. Yes. It is a soft reset.
It is new Soundwave. New Soundwave.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's the new new Soundwave.
We have to press the reset button to go to the next level of the game.
I've been playing Arkham City, so I actually have a game to talk about that's like old now. So
it's not that old. I'm sure there's still like DLC to come, right?
Sure.
There's still some change to pull out of your pocket.
I'm still yelling angrily at the the flight stuff where you have to glide through the artificial reality stuff. So,
Are you still doing that?
Yeah, I got enough to get boost, and then it's like there's, I guess, the couple that are after that that I'm trying to do now.
Yeah,
and
it's like four or five after
cursing
that.
Profusely because they're harder. Anyway, so I don't really want to talk about this Hasbro thing.
Works
for me.
That's true. They're just like every other big company.
Just go on T-formers.
I just kind of feel like it's been talked about and refuted, and I, you know,
it has. We're 3 weeks late.
And,
yeah.
It's just like I don't want to beat the ground with a dead horse, you know.
Well,
you're gonna beat the ground with a dead horse.
I was hoping you would just gloss over that.
Man.
I thought you were.
Deeply there, Peter.
I thought you would just. I was hoping you would just gloss over that. Anyway,
No. I mean, the thing is, yeah, this is weeks old already. It's been talked to death, and you know, it being refuted on several levels, and I'd say a little more credibly than the initial report. So
let's talk about.
To talk about.
Let's end the show and let's talk and not end the show right now, but on a discussion, because this is something that I think Amy brought up on Twitter today. This is totally impromptu, so I haven't even. This is just off the top of my head here, people. Let's talk about the two cons, right? Because as far as BotCon goes, because all the talk right now has been about the toys. Everybody's been humped up on the toys. So there's sort of the two cons discussion that's going on right now. There's some of the people that are saying, look, we don't, the toys are just like fluff. You know, the important part of BotCon is seeing the people and doing that stuff, the interaction, those things to come. And then there's, you know, the whole group of people that are all fired up about, you know, the toys right now. So, I mean, what's right? What's wrong? What is there a right or wrong? What's the point of view? I mean, what's going on? You know, because are we getting too hung up on the toys that are out right now and not, you know, not worrying about the right things? Are we deflating our own interest in something that's really not supposed to be about just the exclusive set?
I can kind of see why people are getting hung up on the exclusive set, though, because unless all you want to do is go and tool around like the dealer room for one day, you have to pre-register. And in that case, you might as well be trying to get your money's worth out of the like $400 set of toys they're soaking you for.
Well, let me bring it back around to Amy. So, you know, and you had mentioned this, I guess, today, right? On Twitter.
Either today or yesterday. Yeah.
You know, that it's not just about the toys. There's the, you know, the con and the convention and everything. Are you planning on getting the figures? Or
I actually am not. I mean, I've looked at what they've released, and I'm like, I'm really not interested in it. I mean, I was interested last year in the stuff because I like animated, but I haven't been a toy collector for as long as like other people have. And so, though I've really enjoyed the newer designs that have been out in the last maybe year, 2 years, something like that. Well, animated is not that old, but like. That's why I'm kind of looking at it like, you know what, I don't want to collect all of the toys, you know, but I'd like to go to BotCon, and my focus is more about going to meet the people and to talk to people that I only either see on podcasts or hear on podcasts or, you know, talk with on Twitter or whatnot, and or meet them again because I met them last year. So it's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, you know, I kind of want to go for the people. I want to hang out with everybody. I want to do things with other fans, attend some of the panels, and, you know, talk to other people that are going to attend and, you know, meet people that I know are in that area, talk to the artists. And, you know, it's just, I want to do all of that. That sounds more exciting to me than, you know, getting in line. So, to get my, you know, box set. Oh,
so
yeah,
do you think that, you know, again, a lot of the focus and discussion, you know, as we, you know, talked about earlier on the show, is around the toys, though. Do you think that's detracting from what the con is about, not only on, like, a pre-discussion level, but from, like, the con itself?
Or... Well, I think right now it's easy to just focus on that because that's all that really is being, you know, that's the news coming out of BotCon right now. We're not getting anything about, like, the panels. We're not getting anything about any of the other things that are going to go on except the exclusive set.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's easy to focus on that and not think about all of the other things that you could be doing at the BotCon while you're there. Because they're not going to release, you know, I don't know, they may not release what's going to be going on until, what, a week before we actually get there. So, you know, you're going to be there for a certain amount of time, and you're going to have the evening activities as well as the day activities. So, you know, we can kind of guess a little bit what's going to happen, but you really don't know. Mm-hmm. And everybody's focus is on that because that's what they're going to have to register for and pay for as soon as possible so they are assured what they want, you know? So
another thing on that level, too, is, like, the social function of BotCon is, like, a known value. Yep. You know pretty much what to expect going and hanging out with the people you know. So all that's left, really, is the toys to be the variable. And
well,
so you get a little...
I think the toys and the you know, the personalities that are going to be there as well. I think that, you know, there's a certain amount of that. I mean, as far as what personalities are going to be there on a professional basis, you know, mm-hmm. I expect Derek to be there But.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he'll be there.
Even if it's not in an official capacity.
And probably Scott McNeil.
And probably Scott McNeil, because he shows up no matter what.
He'll actually be there in official capacity.
Scott McNeil will be there. He'll just be outside smoking the whole time.
Right. But, so, Rob, are you planning on going to BotCon, or are you...
Way out of my price range, I'm afraid.
Well, but I mean, that's the thing, though. Like, if even, you know, like, let's say that you were to take a non Primus package. I mean, because that's the thing. Everybody, we look at the price tag and we're looking at the Primus package because that comes with the toys. What's the price, Amy, if you don't do the toys, right? I mean, there's a...
Just the daily pass or whatever.
Pass
that they have that does not include the toys. That's what
which I'll is get. Not that much. I think it's like 50 or 100 or something. I mean,
something like that. Yeah, which I was like, you know what? I'll go do that. You know, I don't even know if I'll get the exclusive pin if I register in the first 24 hours or whatever. I was kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I was like, I'd like to get a pin, so I hope that that includes the pin. So if not, I'll have to try and find somebody that's not going to scalp me too bad for it.
I'm interested, John, in what the chat, is thoughts are on that, or if they have any
on
thoughts.
Just the overall cost?
Well, I mean, as far as, the social convention versus, the toy convention, where, do they feel like the toys are overriding the, what the con is about, or is that... Is that the thing? Are the toys the thing?
Honestly, we haven't really talked about that. I mean, I'll throw it out to the chat now since we're talking about it. What, toy versus friendship. I will say that at least from my personal perspective, BotCon has turned into a social convention probably the last, 6 or 7 years, where that's kind of the primary thing for BotCon. Because I got to tell you, especially in a year like this, you've got years where the set is good. You've got years where the set's kind of not so good. And if the toys are your driving force for going to BotCon, there are years where it almost seems like it's an obligation that you take kind of unwillingly because you have to go get the toys, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though they do offer the non-attendee set these days, but I think even people who are motivated solely by the toys feel like they kind of should go, if they can, to be there to get the toys and get that kind of experience. Heck, and to go to the dealer room. So if you're that motivated by toys, the dealer room is probably still a driver for you. But if it becomes a social convention, you're probably way more likely to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Because, if you're motivated by toys, I can see a point where that just gets kind of burnt out. And there are different ways to get the toys, not by going to the convention, by getting them on eBay or what else. So it's probably in everybody's best interest that you find, if possible, a social aspect to the convention. So mm-hmm. It's always good to find friends, to kind of, see familiar faces and kind of go to the convention for that angle. Because in the long run, that's actually probably... a better long-term reason to go,
I'm sort of terrified now because I haven't gone since, 2001. And when I went at that time, I went with, the guys from Cold Hard Slag, it was me and Heath. And, I met Brian for a second, and I think that's about it. I met Dak, Dak Rowland at that time. But... I didn't really build that social interaction at that point. So now I'm afraid if I go this year, I'm going to be ravenous. And then I'll be like I have to go every year now. And my wife
it's
will
fun.
Be...
I'll tell you, if you haven't been in a decade, there's going to be one thing that's going to freak you out. And it's baby strollers.
Oh yeah.
That's just going to
That is going to be weird. Oh, man. Yeah. I don't think I saw any.
You're talking about the fandom growing up earlier.
God, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't collected. I haven't bought a toy for 5 years now.
Ooh. Wow.
Really?
4.5 years.
Now. Wow. Yeah. Mm. I started. More toys than Peter has.
Yeah. Ever since I started, my full time job and stuff, I haven't bought a toy. So, I'm obviously not here for the toys.
Apparently.
You're here to dance.
I'm here to dance. I'm here to just dance and forget about all the boys. So it has to be, you're right, John. You have to think about it just as like a, if you're up for the toys, then go for the toys. But if you're like Amy, who's just like, I couldn't give two craps about this.
Right.
I'm just going to buy a weekend.
I'm not interested in, I don't care. Sorry.
So maybe,
yeah, exactly. I couldn't care less about the set. So I'm just going to go for it and go for the weekend because why not? Because you enjoy the people that are there. You don't have to. I mean, you're going to miss out on some of the stuff like, you know, like the casino nights and the yattas and the stuff like that. But I think you're better. I think if you don't like the set, then you're kind of better off with that, you know, less than the, you know, what this year it's the,
cause
the cheapest you can get is, you know, $340. It's either you go balls to the wall or you don't.
It's yeah.
kind of unfortunate in that regard. Like mm-hmm. I've always thought that, you know, if they allowed you to, you know, do the poker stuff and do the dinner and stuff like that without buying the toys, then that'd be pretty great. But unfortunately,
yeah, it's like it does seem to be like an all or nothing in that respect. Yeah.
So now for the people like Amy and me and things like that that aren't going to be going to the casino night and stuff, you can create your own little con. You know.
Oh, there are mm-hmm. plenty of other things that we can do if we don't go to that. You know, always like you know, there's a restaurant or whatever. I mean, that's Party the other thing is that I'm kind of starting to do a little bit of research to find out well what is in the area if mm-hmm. you know somebody has a car. You know, drive like a block away and go do something else instead. I mean, there was good and bad about Casino Night last year. I mean, some people said, oh, it was okay. And then other people said, oh, it was lame. And then other people said, well, it's been better, but it wasn't too bad. I don't know. I don't have anything to compare it to because last year was my first year. So, yeah, there's lots of little things that you can do. If you plan ahead, you know, you can really have a blast. So.
I think that, and I, the reason I bring it up, and I think, you know, to kind of bring it back around, and I'll come back to John, too, and see if we got any thoughts from the chat, but, you know, I think that it is kind of sad that, like you said, right now, all we have to focus on the toys, and there is sort of a lot of that grumbling and animosity, like, oh, this is going to be terrible, because the toys aren't good, but it's like, there's so many other things that make BotCon what it is, that I think, you know, we should... You know, a little bit of grain of salt, a little bit of reservation, and say, you know, there's more to it than just the toy set. You know, there's. Well, sorry, Rob. Go ahead. I know you've been anxious to say something. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah. Well, I just want to say I think that really that you know the whole the thing of two cons, like you said, is a consequence of what Transformers is, because with you know with. Toy collectors, you have trade shows, people go to purchase things and socialize because they're people with similar interests. With fiction, there are cons that are more social in nature. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, my brother went to anime cons for almost a decade, you know, and it was almost purely social experience with some, you know, sales because there's merchandise. Transformers, of course, being based on a toy property, but with a lot of fiction around it, you kind of it meets in the middle, and so you have both situations at once.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, and I think that it does. Yeah, so yeah, I was right. It does have the two cons.
Mm-hmm. See,
sometimes I'm smart. But I think that like, and that's why I say at this point, like, let's not be too fired up about just the toys, though. I mean, even at that, even to that point. Even if you don't like the concept, like you said, there's still the dealer room, and that's, you know, a work of wonder in and of itself, you know? I mean, like I said, I haven't been to the dealer room in 10 years, and I know it's way better now than it was as far as, you know, way more stuff available. So, based on the pictures I saw last year, I'm going to have a heart attack when I go into the dealer room, you know, this year.
Just pace yourself.
You know, I know. I'm like, I'm going to leave my credit card at John's house. I'm not even going to like take it with me.
Don't wear pants with pockets.
You're right.
I thought you were going to stop it. Don't wear pants.
That would be great too. I'm just not going to wear pants.
You get friends that way.
Yeah. That'll scare people.
And you might even get thrown out.
Right. Ooh, more likely. So John, any thoughts from the chat as we're kind of wrapping this discussion up here?
Let's see. Well, you know what? Don made a good point in chat. So these days, we know the toys, at least for BotCon. we know the toys far in advance, far enough in advance where if that's your motivation, you're going to be able to make the call on whether this is a year to attend or pass or figure out some other way to get the toys. And, you know, in the past, actually, when you think about it, the way BotCon used to be in the days when it was in, like, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and the outskirts of Chicago and things like that, and it was arguably more social back then because it was more, you know, small circles of people who had literally been to every BotCon. And then at the same time, it was arguably more toy-driven because the toys were, quote-unquote, secrets. Up until the last minute. So it was kind of weird back in the day that it was almost like a more extreme version of what we have today. It was, you know, the secretive world of the toy reveals.
The surprise.
That mm-hmm. some of them you didn't even know until you were there. And then also it was more tightly packed as far as a social experience goes. So it's kind of evolved into this more general mass of stuff. And it's interesting to look at it that way. It's actually kind of become less concentrated mm-hmm. Over the years.
Yeah. But I think it can be a lot of things. And that's why I say I think, you know, in some ways there's so many things to do. There's so many things to see at BotCon that are Transformer-centric that if you're a Transformers fan, even, you know, toys or not, that you're going to find something to do. So don't be too hasty to say, I don't like the toys, therefore I'm not going to go, you know. There's other things to do other than that. XV is not going to go because
I hate people.
He has no joy in his heart. But that's. But don't be like XV.
No joy in his heart.
There's know? No joy.
No, if, that's definitely an answer I would have given if I wasn't like hate driven primarily.
Right.
So are you saying that you're like the Transformers version of the Grinch?
At this year, it's like his existence. It's like.
That's except embodiment. I don't have a heart to grow three sizes.
No, there is no heart there.
Darn! Heart
flag. It's just a
hole. V has no heart.
So sorry. It's just a hole.
It got in the way, so he cut it out.
My rib cage needs to grow.
I removed my heart and replaced it with bacon.
excellent. All right. So, that's our show for this week.
One last note. On this BotCon thing. Remember when there was a BotCon Japan?
God, there was, wasn't there?
Oh, and then Takara killed
it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like 1 year.
Yeah, I think there were like go?
two years, maybe.
Yeah, the Japanese fans were all into it, but Takara got more and more restrictive on it. And the 1 year they got the original voice actor for Japanese Optimus Prime, Takara forbade him to speak about anything in relation to Transformers.
Wow.
Oh. Serious.
Yeah.
Wait,
what? Savvy not on stuff. Anymore, right?
No. BotCon Japan has been defunct for over a decade.
Yeah, like a long time.
It was like once and done, right? It was once and done.
Yeah, there may have been two, well, but...
I think 3 years, including the one that Takara didn't officially recognize it.
Yeah.
But they did have exclusive toys for it, I think, the first 2 years.
Yeah. Was there a Galvatron one of those years? It seemed like there was a statue. Yeah,
the super hybrid model Galvatron.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How do I remember that?
I remember that?
For years, that was the best representation of Galvatron.
Where was that hidden in the recesses of my mind? Wow. God. So... Okay.
So there's your bit of obscure foreign trivia for the evening.
Yay! So awesome. So awesome to be back in 2012 for the first show back. I think all of our shows are back this week. So pretty much all of the TF Radio Network shows took a two-week hiatus. So everything's back. Well, yours took a week. Ish.
I had the clip show, so technically there was no interruption.
Okay. But you're driven by hate, so you don't need Christmas.
Right.
Exactly.
So, Superhero Time is back. I was on Superhero Time this week. So
show, by the way.
So it was fun. Yeah. If you don't like me, then you don't want to listen to that show. Because I'm on it. And then Fanboy Versus will be back this Sunday, which I'm very torn about because my Steelers are playing... during our broadcast.
Oh, boo, freaking who? They're just going to lose anyway.
Shut up! They are not!
They're playing, gonna get blown out. By
they are not. They're playing. Right? They're playing Tebow. They're so gonna.
Oh God!
Tebow's
got God on his side.
Oh, oh whatever. No, do you see how many
God turned his back on him?
Kansas City right, totally to had his number. Yeah. I'm guessing no less than 5 sacks on Tebow this coming week. 5 sacks. All right. Anyway, enough about sports because nobody watches sports. Anyway, so that's us. We'll be back next week. So glad to be back. So glad to have the crew back, XV, Rob, John, Peter, and Amy. There's going to be more BotCon news. We'll talk about that and other discussions. Hopefully, we're going to get...
Time.
Yeah, and hopefully we're going to kind of change up the format for RFC as well, so be watching for that. That'll probably be a slow-rolling deal, but we'll get that all out for you. So, anyway, again, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye!
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.